Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings conference call of Sobha Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhidev Chattopadhyay from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome everyone on the Sobha Limited call today. From the management, we have with us Mr. Jagdish Nangineni, the Managing Director, Mr. Yogesh Bansal, the Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Vigneshwar Bhatt, the Company Secretary and Compliance Officer, and Mr. Ramesh Babu, the Senior VP Finance. I'd now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 FY23 earnings call. Apologies for a delay in the start of the call due to last-minute connectivity issues. Thank you, Adhidev, and your team for organizing this. My team and I are happy to interact with you post our third quarter results of this financial year. We have already shared the operational update of the company in early January 2022. The investor presentation based on the audited financial results adopted by the board can be downloaded from sobha.com. In Q3, we built on good momentum created in the first two quarters of this financial year. All regions and businesses have contributed well towards better results in terms of sales, completion of projects, collections in real estate, contracts, manufacturing, and retail. This has led to record numbers in this quarter, highest ever sales and collections, and also highest handovers in the recent years post-COVID. This, I believe, is achieved with high level of focus, coordination, and alignment across the 3,300+ team members across India. This also showcases stability in demand through sustained consumer confidence, higher affordability, appeal for brand Sobha, and aspiration for higher quality homes and larger ones. Our geographical diversification, with presence in multiple cities in the past decade, is slowly coming to fruition, which is witnessed in this quarter. While Bangalore continued to be consistent in contribution to our sales, Gurgaon also has contributed very well this quarter. With this quarter, we have achieved a sale value of about 3,700 crores in the first 9 months, with other cities contributing about 30% of it. Our contracting and manufacturing too is witnessing improved activity and delivery of in-house, improved activity for delivery of in-house and external clients. Given the run rate, it looks like we will be able to reach closer to 5,000 crore sales in this financial year. We did not launch any new projects during the quarter, but released more towers from the ongoing projects, which contributed to the quarter sales. We are making good progress on future launches, which are part of our pipeline across locations. With forthcoming projects included, we currently have an inventory of about 23 million sq ft, about 11 million sq ft of that in ongoing projects. This gives us good visibility of inventory, and we continue to pursue building new inventory as well. With this brief commentary, I'd like to hand it over to Yogesh, our Chief Financial Officer, to give his quick comments on quarterly performance before we take calls from all of you.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I would like to begin with sales. During this quarter, we have seen sales good traction in sales and achieved 1.48 million sq ft pan-India with value of 1,425 crores. Sobha share of sales value had crossed milestone of 1,000 crores for first time in history. Key driver has been consistent performance in Bangalore, Kerala, and GIFT City market, exceptionally good quarter for from NCR. During this quarter, we have launched four towers, new tower in Sobha City, Gurgaon, close to 6 lakh sq ft. after redesigning in line with the post-COVID trend of preference for larger homes. It has received well by the market, resulting in record single-day sale in Sobha history. NCR contributed 24% in volume and 35% in value terms to overall sales in the quarter. In Sobha City, we have two more towers, with SBA of 350,000 square feet, which is yet to be launched. For 9 months, we have sold total 4.17 million square feet with value of ₹3,734 crore. Now we'll quickly talk about some cash flow performance. We have seen steady improvement in sales and collection inflows. We have done 3,860 crore in the first 9 months. We have generated net cash flow of ₹120 crore in the quarter and 568 crore in last 9 months. We would like to maintain a balanced approach between deleveraging and good growth-oriented capital investment going forward. Our gross debt as on 31st December was ₹2,007 crore and net debt at ₹1,769 crore. Our net debt equity reduced to 0.72. Moving to P&L, total income generated during Q3 FY23 was 898 crore and 9 months 2,162 crore. Real estate revenue for the quarter was rupees 674 crore and 9 months 1,568 crore. Our EBITDA for the quarter was 119 crore with margin of 13%. So we strive to continuously improve our quality process for operation and financial management. So now I would like to thank you all the participation, and now we can open the floor for the question and answer session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Puneet from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much and congratulations on reporting good sales and firmly maintaining net debt reduction as well. My first question is with respect to the margin. The margins again, you know, seem to be quite lower even compared to the history and compared to the previous quarter also. Can you comment upon what's really happening there and what will drive it up now?
Good evening, Puneet. Yeah. On the margin front, I think we have mentioned in the earlier calls as well, while the margins of real estate continues to be very stable and on expected lines of what we desired in at the time of launches of the projects, the current quarter reduction in the margins should largely be attributed to some of the contractual projects which we are completing during the course of the quarter and the higher costs that we bore during the COVID period and which we could not pass on to the customers. So hence, the increased expenses towards that is contributed. And I think with the closure of the projects in another quarter or so, largely this should be done and we should be back to much higher margins going forward.
Understood. So two more quarters to go for the contractual, because it's visible in cash flows as well. Your contractual expenses are higher than contractual collection. So so you think two more quarters of this pain is what one should expect?
Maybe just one more quarter. Yogesh, you have any other one?
Cash flow perspective, Puneet, it should be neutral. We will not see any negative in cash flow. Okay. But P&L might see some hit in next, probably in March quarter.
So negative cash flow ends this quarter itself, and after fourth quarter, the P&L impact also goes away.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And secondly, on your project expenses also, that seems to have also touched a run rate of almost 500 crores a quarter. Is that a run rate one should be looking at?
That's right, Puneet, good observation. Yes, the increased project expense is purely is in line with the increased project completions. So hence, the sales volume also has picked up, so we have started quite a increased delivery, and wherever we have completed sales, we have accelerated our execution progress as well.
Okay. You know, cash flow also had a 744 million rupees of payment, which you received. Can you describe what does this relate to?
So that's related to the land payments you are referring to?
Yes.
Yeah. So that, Puneet, is related to the new land investments that we have kick-started again this quarter. And corresponding to that, building a new inventory pipeline beyond FY25 is where we start investing. And also contributing to the, to complete some of the payments which are pending for to bring the current inventory pipeline that we have into the line.
Understood. Got it. So now you've kick-started this new land acquisition. So it relates to new, more and less of old. Is that how one should be?
Sorry, Puneet, can you please
repeat? Does it relate more to new acquisitions or more to old payments?
So it's a combination of three things, Puneet. One is there are certain commitments which we had for the old land that we had or partnerships that we had in order to complete, that is completion for that. Second is for the existing land banks where we are consolidating. And third is for new land acquisition. It's a combination of all three.
Possible to break it between the three?
Break it, largely it will be about 50% would be for the new acquisitions and remaining 50-50 for the old and consolidation.
That's very helpful. Thank you so much. And my last one is on if there is any positive development on the ED case and what is the status now, if you can update on that as well.
So during the quarter, Puneet, you have seen that we have released, we have informed the exchanges regarding the ED matter. They have, there was a provisional attachment done by them, and the matter is now sub judice. Okay. And while that has occurred, the provisional attachment we have noted in our information to the exchange, that it has not impacted any of our existing operations.
Yeah, so no further, and any expectation of when it gets sorted out at the judicial level, any time frame that you could potentially guide?
So that's a matter of a judicial process. We hope to conclude it as quickly as possible, but that's something that's very uncertain in terms of timeline.
Got it. That's very useful. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pritesh Seth from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on record performance this quarter. Firstly, is on sales. So, we have historically, I mean, last couple of years, you have gradually increased your sales run rate. So should we consider 14 billion as a new floor now, and probably you will look to maintain or grow on this number from here on?
Thank you, Pritesh. The number, we are very happy with this new record sales that we have achieved. Now, as we grow more, the expectation for us also is definitely to do better than what we have already achieved. So while that's an endeavor, but that's going to be, that's the new benchmark that we have set, so we'll surely work towards probably achieving better than this.
Sure, and obviously to maintain that, you'll have to have, you know, a good chunk of launches as well and good amount of steady launches. So what's the pipeline looking like over the next 6 to 12 months? While you have highlighted your, you know, pipeline in the presentation, but in near term, including the, you know, phases that probably you are going to launch, what's the launch that we can see over the next, let's say, 4 to 5 quarters?
So we have inventory, I mean, forthcoming inventory of about 12 million sq ft, as we have indicated in the presentation. So of that, about 1 million sq ft should come in this quarter, Q4. In fact, we have already launched about 800,000 of that by this time, and the remaining about 250,000 should come in the next couple of months. The remaining, so that's about 1 million sq ft, and then next Q1 we should be able to do about 4.5 million sq ft, sorry, another 3.5 million sq ft or so. And towards the end of next financial year we should be able to do another 3 million sq ft or so, and the remaining in the subsequent quarters. That's roughly the launch schedule that we aim to achieve.
Sure. That's very helpful. Just lastly on, I can see one project, I mean, one commercial project you have added in your pipeline, that's in Gurgaon. If you can share some details on it, is it in Sector 103, or I guess it's the second parcel that you have, if that's the location, but just if you can clarify on that.
That's right, Pritesh. This is part of the existing project, International City. It's in Sector 106. During the quarter, we have done a restructuring of the arrangement with the existing partners, and hence this has come into the pipeline where this entire asset is owned by us now. So that's an additional asset which we have put in the pipeline after that restructuring.
So that's a commercial project meant for leasing or meant for sale?
That's something that we are still evaluating, and we will take a call in the next month or so during the process of design and new planning for the next financial year.
Sure. Got it. I have a couple of more questions, but I'll join back the queue and ask later. Thank you and all the best.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Lakhan from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks. My first question is on an NCR market. I mean, actually the big delta that we saw in sales essentially came from, you know, from the NCR market. And that remains the most luxury product in our portfolio in terms of realization also. So firstly, what's happening over there in terms of luxury demand and luxury sales? And second part of that question is, when I look at your launch pipeline, I think only about 1.7-1.8 million sq ft of pipeline in NCR, considering that, you know, that market is really doing well. Do we have any other projects? Is that all we have now in NCR left? If you can comment on that.
Yes, Kunal. So Kunal, I'll take your second question first, which is on the remaining inventory that we have in NCR. So that 1.75 is the forthcoming launches. Other than that, in the existing projects, both Shobha City and International City, we have both put together close to about another 1.5 million sq ft over that. And in addition, we have added this commercial piece as well. So both put together, it is about more than 2 million sq ft. And plus this, we have the forthcoming launch, 1.75 million. So that all of them put together is about 3.75 million sq ft at least. And we are working towards building up that pipeline as well. So we think we should be very comfortable given the demand that has seen an uptick, we should be able to cater to that. So now coming to the first question, there is no doubt that there has been a big uptick in terms of demand in NCR and Gurgaon where we operate. And to cater to that demand, we have in the existing inventory also redesigned our remaining inventory and launched larger homes, and that's where we could attract the customers do record sales. So that planning of redesigning and catering to the new demands of the customer has really worked well. Combined with it, we have been present there for several more than a decade. There are projects which we have completed, and there are a lot of customers who have experienced our product. That has really helped us drive this increased demand for our product.
Sure. And just to follow up on an earlier question, the land reinvestment that we have kickstarted from Q3, which geographies are we looking at in terms of new land purchases?
So, Kunal, our overall plan has been to increase our sales run rate sustainably over 6 to 7 million square feet in the medium term, and part of which is about coming to Bangalore, about 4 million or so. So the remaining has to come from the other geographies, and corresponding to that, we have started investing in both in Bangalore and in other locations too.
Okay. And my second question was on the revoking of the occupation certificate for Soha. Can you just provide some insights on what has happened here and what is the recent update on this?
Yes, sure. That was a very unfortunate event for us. While we have complied with all the regulations, there has been we had to correct one of the compliances that we had obtained earlier, which we did, and we are and correspondingly during the process, the subsequent permission that we had to receive from BBMP, we had already applied for it, and as part of the process, they had cancelled the existing OC, for which we have already obtained a stay order from Karnataka Appellate Tribunal. However, we would like to resolve the issue as quickly as possible, and we have been working with the authorities who have been very cooperative to close out the matter as quickly as possible.
Sorry, I didn't understand this right. So you said that you have applied for the relevant NOCs and clearances, but these are the occupation certificates which were received like over 2013 and 16 and so on and so forth, right? So shouldn't we be having these NOCs and clearances?
Yes, Kunal. This is a project which is where the project has been completed for about 6 years ago, and over a period of time we handed over in 2019. We had obtained occupancy certificate during that time. However, one of the compliances, particularly fire clearances that we have obtained during that time, were found to be defective. And those defective fire clearances have been rectified and resubmitted to BBMP. Now, BBMP taking the rectified documents are in the process of regularizing the old occupancy certificates. So that's the rectification procedure that's going on, and we hope to complete that process very soon.
Okay, essentially, actually, that's the bone of contention, right? You know, how did these clearances or NOC were, inappropriate in the first place? So, I think that was the
question. That's right, and that was that's something that we had to rectify.
Sure. Thanks, and all the best.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhinav Sinha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jagdish, and congratulations on seeing the strong cash flow performance for the past few quarters. So the first question is that the gap between cash flows and P&L, whichever way we look at it, is very high and refusing to close, right? I mean, for quite some time. So what is the target here? I mean, is it like FY24 will still be big gap between the two, and FY25 is when it merges, or what are we looking at here?
Sorry, Abhinav, we could not hear the last part clearly. Can you please repeat that?
Yeah, so, by when do you expect that gap between the cash flows and P&L to reduce in terms of, profitability and EBITDA? And is it like FY24 or FY25?
But I, Abhinav, I heard most of your question now. So I do acknowledge your concern. Like we just mentioned earlier in the call, the main reason for the increased cost base for the revenue that we have recognized is largely to do with the higher spending that we had done in some of our contractual projects, which we think that mostly it is done as those projects are coming to an end. So hence, in a quarter or so, for this financial year, in this financial year itself, we should be able to close out most of these increased costs, and subsequent to it, I think we should be back to much better EBITDA margins.
On EBIT basis, Jagdish, what should be the margins on contractual that we should be looking at, with the new pipeline that you have created over the last, say, couple of, last 3-4 quarters?
On a gross margin level or a PBT level, we typically aim about 8%, and unfortunately, that has some of those margins got eroded during the COVID period and increased costs, so which we could not pass on to the customers. So, but going forward, that we will still go by that number in while choosing new contracts.
Okay. Second question on the balance sheet. So, the gearing has come down quite significantly. This quarter we saw you putting, let's say, 40% of the, cash flows into debt. Is that the right way to look at it? Earlier you used to talk about some debt reduction and some land banking. Have we reached that space today?
Yes, Abhinav. This is in continuation to our commentary for the past few quarters, where we were saying that our debt reduction was our primary motive initially, and now I think we think that we are reasonably comfortable with the gearing. Once we had a little bit of comfort, now during the process we were working on building up the new inventory pipeline, so which we have started using that operational cash flow to sort of build on the on those new opportunities. And like I said, the land payments corresponding to the in this quarter is in three buckets. One is for the consolidation of the land. Second is in for some of the pending payments for bringing the existing inventory into fruition, and third is for new pipeline.
Right. We also wanted to get some market sense from you on pricing. So, A, in NCR, I think you're now selling 3 crore plus apartments, right? And this is 15K market. I think your Hyderabad launch is 15K, and the pricing in Bangalore is also tending towards 10K. So, I mean, is this like a environment for, even higher volumes from here on, or, sort of picking up on?
So, from a pricing point of view, I think we have matured quite a bit. If you consider last 1.5 years, so we have been continuously improving our price realizations. And that's not a goal as such, but that looks to be fairly mature now, Abhinav. That we are witnessing even in the new tower launches or new launches that we are doing. We are pricing in the higher costs, and we are pricing in the new demand that at the latest pricing levels. So and we are still seeing these good demand at these price levels also. So all the leading indicators look like they are, the demand seems to be fairly stable.
Okay, maybe 12 months from now, you will say sales mixture between volume and pricing is even, the sales growth, or you know, it will still be more pricing led?
I would say it depends on two things. One is on the inventory that's available. That I think whenever we have done good launches and also catering to the end customer in terms of the new requirement of probably larger homes, it has worked well. And with the new pipeline that we have, which is in next this quarter and the next quarter, we are fairly comfortable in terms of the volume to be similar or slightly better than what we are doing.
Okay.
But pricing, I think we should be also is not something that I'm aiming for much better, higher mix in terms of pricing. But if the demand continues to drive it, then we would look at those price hikes.
But no let up in demand, right? Because, you know, there were some media reports that Bangalore has seen some sort of negative reaction to higher prices in one or two cases of some discounting. For you, it seems to be good going, but for the rest of the market, that's my last question.
Yeah, we cannot discount the reaction to the new price, one increased prices, second increase in mortgage rates. We cannot discount that. However, what I was mentioning was it also depends on the kind of inventory that you have and the locations where we are present. So given that, we seem to be doing okay right now. So we'll have to wait and watch and see how we can continue to do the volumes in such a probably slightly mature market now.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management will be able to answer questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from IIFL Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. So my first question is on a previous question on launches. So am I correct in understanding that between now and end of FY24, you will be launching about 4.5 million square feet?
Yes, Mohit. For this quarter, we plan to do about 1 million square feet. Like I mentioned, we have already about 700,000 square feet till now. We have launched our Hyderabad project, which is of about 650,000 square feet in January, and one more project in Bangalore, which is a row house project. So these two have been done, and we have one more project in the pipeline for this quarter. Subsequent to that, the next quarter, we hope to do about another 3.5 million square feet. And post that, in the later part of the FY24, we should be able to do another 2.5 to 3 million square feet.
So, sir, is that enough to kind of, you know, looking at 5,000 crore this year and then assuming you'd want to grow double-digit, would that be sufficient to have decent double-digit growth over 5,000 crores?
Well, we have not guided for any kind of growth yet, but we would like to do better than what we are doing today, always. So, given this pipeline of launches, I think we are with the current inventory and these launches, I think we are fairly there to capture the demand that we are already witnessing.
Okay, understood. And sir, my second question is, you know, in the notes to account, you know, there is a note that there was a termination notice by one of the, you know, contractual client. So could you give some details around that, and if you can share any details on that, on the name or, you know, what happened in this contract?
Well, this is a contract which we signed about in 2012. Wherein there was an arrangement between us and APMC to develop their part of their land and be building commercial assets. So that that particular project which or agreement that we signed is what the note refers to, Kunal.
Okay, understood, sir. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please proceed, sir.
Yes, Parikshit. Yeah, hi, sir. Congratulations on a decent quarter. So my first question is on the contractual business. So given the margin which you have declared, so is it right to assume you would have like booked losses of about 180 to 190 crores in this financial year on contractual?
Hello, Parikshit.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, Parikshit.
Yes. So I was asking how much you would be the losses attributed to the contractual business in financial year till date, I mean 9 months of FY23.
So in this financial year, probably with the losses, or let's say the reduced margin that we have, the higher cost that we have taken, that should be in the range of this quarter and for the 9 months, it should be around 50 to 60 crores. But this is a number that we can come back to you again, Parikshit, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, sir. Second question is on the way forward for the contractual business now, because this is being a pain point for us in this financial year. So how do you see the future of this business within Shobha's entire development portfolio?
Yeah, so we have two legs there, which is one is the contractual business and second is the manufacturing and retail business. So the contract specifically that we have taken in the last, which we are executing in the last couple of years, have been probably brought into a zone of lower margins, much lower margins than what we had anticipated. Given that we are... of course, being very choosy in terms of the new contract that we are signing, and that we have started doing it since the beginning of this financial year after we have understood the cost escalations and their impact. So considering that, we will continue to see how we can shortlist and go after projects which fit into our requirement of margins and cash flow.
Okay. This is the last question, sir. This Q4 you had launched Hyderabad and then again in Bangalore, and now RBI has again increased the rate by 25 basis points. Now we have convincingly crossed 9% on home loans. So just your initial sense on the demand on these new launches, and given that the rates have now crossed 9, so how do you think, what's your take on the demand?
The Hyderabad launch has been fairly good for us till now. Going and corresponding to the increase in rates, home loan rates, and the higher prices, like I was mentioning in the previously in the call, the leading indicators still seem to be that demand is fairly stable. But we cannot ignore the fact that the prices are higher now, and the cost of acquisition of a home also has gone up in terms of mortgage rates. So we'll have to wait and watch. But I believe in the long, I don't know how it's going to play out in the near term. But what we believe is we have very strong brand acceptance, and we have a strong good pipeline in terms of products that which are aligned with the customer needs today. So given that, we should be able to do fairly well in the overall market, however it is. if it's good, then definitely we should be doing better. If it's stable, we are going to ride on that.
Just lastly, if I may, sir, this financial to date, what would be the new gross development value addition? I mean, you have incurred some capex about like 37 crores this quarter, which you said was a new land acquisition. So, yeah. But on a ballpark basis, in 9 months and the third quarter, what would be broadly the GDV, new GDV addition outside your land bank?
So historically, we have not been mentioning any GDV or any such disclosures earlier. If that's a requirement or if that's something that we should do it, then we will consider it and do it in the future. But the typical land investments that we do, those are ones which contribute towards the land bank and come into the inventory pipeline as and when the right milestones are hit.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deval Shah from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes,
Deval.
Yeah, so I think most of my questions have been answered, but I just have a particular, just wanted more slightly more color on the note to accounts where one of the customers has, you know, has cancelled and asked for the compensation of 350 crores. Just wanted a more insight on that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's, I think we have touched upon that earlier, Deval. It's a contract that we have signed with APMC in 2012, wherein we had to, they were going to, development agreement wherein we had to build part of their land and we could build some commercial assets for ourselves. That's the land in which there was, there is a disagreement between, between us. And hence, the matter currently is in judicial forums.
Okay, and with regards to a project where our OC was cancelled, so what could be the financial implication of that? Because as you mentioned earlier in the question, that was the earlier project which was closed in 2019. Is it possible for us to estimate on the financial implication if at all it falls on the company and what is the likelihood? So just wanted to understand on that also.
Yeah, our current focus is to make sure that the compliance is complete, Deval. And we think that the financial implication is something that is can be part of our routine expenses. So, but we will assess that, and that's too soon to come up with a number right now. As and when it comes up, we'll make the right disclosures.
Okay, and nothing more question on that. But I hope the lapses we had or encountered earlier has now been filled with regards to the operational part.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruvesh from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on continuing good set of numbers. I have two questions. So when I see the story, Shobha, you know, it started with management change, SEBI cases getting settled, then there was this ED thing which came across. Then there is this APMC judicial thing, then there is OC related judicial aspects, continuous improvements. On the other hand, continuous improvements on the operation side is what we keep hearing, the lower margin on the contractual side. So, you know, collectively in the last 18 months, a lot of bad news. Can we say that the kind of plumbing issues that we may be facing are 70-80% done, and you as a the new manager or the CEO are far better control of things, so that we can probably look at a better jump in terms of growth and the mindset towards growth?
Thank you, Dhruvesh. Like you mentioned, the there has been significant improvement and also building on what we have already done earlier in terms of operations, no doubt about it. So some of these issues have been legacy issues in terms of, it's not that they are entirely new, but unfortunately they some of them have new ones also have cropped up, but we have been fairly been able to manage those. And if we think that this is diverting our attention and not focusing on growth, that's not something that I that's not something that is probably the right interpretation. While we are doing this, the other part towards the growth, it's a is completely on. We are a mature organization with a deep organizational strength. So hence we should be able to manage these issues and also move forward towards a growth trajectory.
Thank you. And one small other question. In terms of consolidation related to the Hoshute land, suppose if, I mean, it may take another 1 or 2 years for consolidation as I can imagine from the comments, but suppose if this gets completed, the consolidation could be in the range of some 200-300 crores of extra land or more. It will not be such higher number.
You mean to say 200-300 acres or crores?
No, do we have to spend 200-300 crores extra on acquiring the remaining Hoshute land to consolidate everything, or is it a much smaller number, just that it is legally time-consuming?
So on the Hoshute land, Dhruvesh, we don't intend to invest as much going forward. The current plan is to start building on whatever we have in terms of development. And in case we should be, we can consolidate in future, we will use the cash flow from that to fund the new acquisitions.
Okay. So no major requirement for at least Hoshute in terms of launching whenever the time comes, but it's not related to spending on future land related to Hoshute.
Yeah. So it is not going to be a major land payments like you're mentioning. The quantum is not as much as what you are mentioning.
Right. Thank you. Thanks a lot and best regards.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama Wealth Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my first question is on the debt front. You mentioned that we are comfortable with this gearing. So should we assume the net debt to equity remain in this range, or do we have any target on net debt to equity?
Good evening, Vasudev. While we are comfortable with the current debt levels, our cash flow management, which we have been focusing on for the past more than 2.5 years, will surely continue and would like to sort of keep that in control or reduce it further. But that's going to be balanced with our growth objectives too. While that being said, so the absolute levels of debt probably will roughly remain the same, and or we will aim to contain it, but the net debt to equity would probably reduce as the equity base will increase.
Sure, sir. That's helpful. And my second question is that we had about 75 crores of land payments in this quarter. So how should we see the land capex trajectory going ahead?
This is, like I said, this is for payments towards some of the old agreements that we already have, and some of the new land acquisitions, and for some land consolidation that we have been doing for past several years. So it's a combination of all these three. The 75 number, how it might look like in subsequent quarters, is a function of the new business development that we would do and the opportunities that we would probably conclude in the next quarters. But largely, the way we look at it, management of the cash flow, is last financial year, we have generated a free cash flow of about 515 crores. This financial year, in the first 9 months, we have already done close to 563 crores. So which is, 568 crores, sorry, which is fairly significant. And this cash flow, we think that this is good enough, or probably good enough to build a future pipeline to aim our growth. So it's our plan is to fund any of the new acquisitions through the operational cash flow.
Okay, got it, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for participating in the call and your questions and patient hearing. I hope we have answered your questions satisfactorily. We believe that our focus on operational excellence coupled with strong consumer confidence in the brand are the pillars of our strength. So simultaneously helping achieve the customer satisfaction and business metrics. We think that we are uniquely positioned through our vertically integrated operating model and geographical diversification, which has paid dividends even in this quarter, to capitalize on the opportunities in the residential real estate space. And we continue to witness that the demand seems to be stable. And hence, our disciplined growth mindset and investment in technology and people and process improvements should yield results and in accelerating our growth across our business segments. With an inventory pipeline of about 23 million square feet, improved financial structure after 9 consecutive quarters of debt reduction through internal accruals, and with high visibility of future cash flows, we aim to deliver consistent long-term performance. Wish you a very the best of the remaining quarter, and truly appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.